Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celenti, and it's Tuesday. And you know what Tuesday is? Tuesday's Trends Journal Day, and it's Tuesday, January 24th, 2023. And your new Trends Journal's coming out soon. Yep. And here's the cover, another brilliant one by Anthony Frieda. The robots are here. Will humanity survive? Yeah. Get that chat, GPT, F-U-C-K. Y-O-U. Yeah. Read the headlines of what's going on, man. Layoffs. Washington Post. One after another. One after another. Companies laying off people. News companies cut jobs amid ad slowdown. That was the Wall Street Journal this past weekend. And now the chat. Oof. You don't need the reporter anymore. The robots are taking over. The kids are going to get stupider. They're just going to keep asking. Just like you don't have to read a map anymore. You could ask Siri, you know, where am I? Where am I going? I don't carry a cell phone. I don't carry a cell phone. Woo! I'm free. I did work for the cellular telecommunications industry back in the early 90s when they had boxes in the backs of cars with aerials in the trunk. I've been studying radio frequency radiation since then. I know how deadly it is. So I don't carry one. But, you know, do what you want. But the robots are taking over. It's a dead world, man. People are just the walking dead. And now it's one place after another. They were firing people before because of ads. But now you ask the chat to write something and they write it. But as news companies cut jobs amid ad slowdown, the Trends Journal keeps growing because no robot could do what we're doing. They can't forecast trends. We're the only ones, the only magazine in the world that gives you socioeconomic and geopolitical trends as the rest in the robot world, as the cover shows, go dead. Humanity's not surviving. You know how it's dying at so many different levels. Excuse me. Dollar stores now the fastest growing food retailers as Americans tighten their budgets. Yep. So, now you eat going to Dollar General, you're buying shit and eating shit. You look like shit, you think like shit, but you don't have to think anymore. You got chat to think for you. You got the robots to do your work for you. When it comes to technocracy, there is no magazine, no author, anywhere, any place that's writing what Joe Duran is writing in the Trends Journal on technocracy every week for years. Nothing comes close to this. Oh, and by the way, we were also the first from dirty cash to digital trash way back in, when was that? 2020? Yeah. Early in 2020. So we're giving you what nobody else is giving you as they're all going down. There's no journalism left anymore. All you got is a bunch of fucking media whores. Media whores, little boys and girls, prostitutes that put out for their corporate pimps and their government whoremasters. You ready? The Daily Mail. Quote, what the hell is the West waiting for? In an extraordinary, powerful, and emotional rallying cry, Boris Johnson implores Britain's allies to give Ukraine all the weapons it needs to win now. This is the little fucking freak, a little arrogant scumbag motherfucker, fatherfucker, shithead, warmongering little dick that goes to Ukraine. No peace. Don't give him any peace because I'm Boris Johnson, a piece of shit that the media quotes. A little scumbag of nothing, an arrogant little fucking loser. That's what the media gives you. They give you who they are. Boris Johnson is a reflection of CNN, NPR, ABC, CBS, FUCK, YOU News. How dare this little fuck say that? Oh, why shouldn't get upset? I shouldn't get upset because the Biden administration is preparing to send Abrams tanks to Ukraine. Three senior officials tell NBC News. Official pieces of shit tell the prostitutes. Nothing about peace. Not a word about peace. Not a word about why the war started. All in your trends journal, spring 2014. Written by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Treasury Secretary under Ronald Reagan. We're giving you what nobody's giving you anywhere. And this Trends Journal is packed with it, packed with it. And the technocracy is one of it. Oh, and then we got another, yeah, again, as I've been saying, when all else fails, they take you to war. And that's exactly when you look at the Federal Reserve, everything that they're doing, we are on the way to war. And now Gregory Mannarino has a great article in here as well on this topic, hitting it very clear and very plain in his Trends in the Markets. Enter the next phase of insanity. And of course, we have Trends in Cryptos, Trends in the COVID War. Yep. Biden lying, big pharma pockets on bivalent jabs, few wanted. Yep. Trends in geopolitics. UN resolution. Israel faces international condemnation for punishing Palestinians. They're stealing their land. Who know their settlements? What's wrong with you, Salenti? Moses came down with 15 commandments and he dropped 5 of them. Oh yeah, and one of them said that all this land was given to the Israelis by God. Paragraph 3, section 8. And one after another, all these governments, one after another, that are ramping up military spending. Another little fucking prick. Probably the prick smaller than a pencil or as thick as one. Little Macron the Cazzone over there, ramping up the French military as millions of people are taken to the streets and protest what the government is doing by raising the retirement age. One thing after another, when all else fails, they take you to war. And we're writing, and then again, this is very important. We have a spotlight on the New World Disorder. There, this is one of our 2020 top trends. Before the COVID war, there were protests raging all around the world. People forget this. We don't know what the fucking shit. Oh, did you hear? You know, the football player got hit, got a heart attack. Oh my God, I hope he doesn't die. You know, Elvis Presley, what was the funeral like? They don't know shit about dick. Well, I should be proper. They don't know dick about shit. And so what we're going on here was going on before the COVID war, from all across, from Chile to Peru to Bolivia to South Africa to Lebanon to Algeria, you know, all over the world, people were taking to the streets in protest, the lack of basic living standards, you know, poverty, government corruption, crime, and violence. And they're back on the streets. And it's going to only get worse. We're giving you the whole rundown. Trends I views. Get fat, get sick. Fast food consumption could bring down non-alcoholic fat. Yep. Again, people eat shit. The people that died of COVID or dying of COVID, 2.6 pre-existing comorbidities. And when you look at the CDC, of the nearly 2,000 people out of 73 million that died as of last December from January 2020, that were 1 to 17-year-olds, over 60% of those hospitalized were obese. Trends in high-tech science, special article in here by Dr. Joseph Mercola, trends on the economic front, an economic update, market overviews, M&A profits tank for major banks. This is very important. December retail sales, not a Merry Christmas. Some 70%, almost 70% of America's GDP comes from consumer spending. This thing is going down. The damage that's been done by the COVID war is incalculable. The cheap money's stopping. So here's the bottom line. Next Wednesday, the banks, the gangsters are going to raise interest rates. How much? The guess on the street is 25 basis points. If they raise interest rates only 25 basis points, off the charts goes gold, hits new highs. Bitcoin will accelerate, and so will silver. And if they raise them 50 basis points, it's all in your trends journal. So listen, please do. We got a lot more. So please make sure you click on the subscribe button below, you know, and to get, if you want to get all our exclusive interviews and our trends analysis. You know, and as I said it before, the Trends Journal is 100% independent. We answer to nobody, you know, and we're not members of the club. So please consider sharing this video so we can get the word out. And if you're not already a subscriber, you know, please do so. We're giving you, it almost costs you nothing for the Trends Journal, you know, less than $3 a week. And, so if you go to trendsjournal.com, you know, take a look around. Remember, hit that subscribe button. And we want to spread the word because World War III's begun. One of the top articles we have in here is that the Russians are saying what I've been saying, and that is the Russian agrees with Salenti. Western weapons will lead to global catastrophe. And we are on the brink of that. We have crazy people in charge. And if you don't believe me, you got to be really stupid to believe Boris Johnson, Cotson Macron, out of his mind Biden, little Lindsey Graham, Chucky McConnell, and a little piece of shit politician near you. You know, I just figured this out. We haven't left high school. The principals... You do what the principal tells you to do. They became the politicians. They're the politicians. And the teachers, you do what the principal tells you to do, and you do what I tell you to do. They're the bureaucrats. These are low-life pieces of scum shit that are running and ruining our lives. If we don't unite for peace, we're finished. So please subscribe to the Trends Journal and also go to OccupyPeace.com, OccupyPeace.com, or FreedomPeaceJustice.com, FreedomPeaceJustice.com. My goal is for a global peace movement that the prostitutes won't allow to happen. United we stand, divided we die. This thing's going down big. Again, 50 basis points interest rate increase, you're going to see what's going to happen. Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Salenti and the Judge. And if you haven't seen it, watch the interview I did last week with Colonel Douglas McGregor on what's going on in Ukraine and what to expect. Thanks for tuning in. From COVID war to Ukraine war to world war, are you prepared for what's next? These are unprecedented times.
what's next, what's going to happen? Read the Trends Journal. We have an unsurpassed track record of forecasting history before it happens. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. Read history before it happens. From the world leader in trend forecasting.